Blog Talk Radio.
$1 million.
Where are you gonna send it to me if I won it?
You didn't. I was kidding.
Well, duh. Hello.
Oh, there. Hello.
And hey, y'all. My name's Rainey. I'm the Southern Belle from Texas, y'all.
Yes, y'all. She's
so
a Southern girl from Texas.
Chris?
How am I doing? I'm very high. I've been smoking, I've been drinking. Can't keep this hands off my head.
Something to get this stupid song off my head.
We walk around in the kitchen saying, how the hell did this happen? Oh, baby. Hi, I'm Ronald McDonald.
No. Oh, no.
Well, with that being said, I hope everybody is doing fantastic this evening. And just so everybody knows, this show will go over tonight. We will be doing 30 minutes live, and we'll be doing the rest of the time after that pre-recorded. So if you want to go on and listen to the Smarts List, you can purchase it on iTunes and look up May. Yeah, you know what the fuck to do. Just go on iTunes, search up WFSO Radio Network, and look up the Smarts List from that point on.
I have a question.
And with, go ahead.
Are you there? What?
I'm here.
Okay. Who's more creepy, Mankind or Bray Wyatt?
I'm sexier than both of them.
You have to hide underneath your cover Monday night after Raw because the Bray and the Wyatt family scared you.
No, you probably did though.
No, I watched it reover and reover and reover.
So yeah, you masturbated to it anyway.
No, I did not.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Anything else you would like to ask?
About what did he think about that?
I thought it was well done. I thought it was well thought, as in it was spooky.
Oh. I thought you said, well done, like a steak. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, it was well done, like a steak.
Let's see. I think that's all the questions I have for you right now.
Okay.
Oh, maybe not.
Maybe not. Wait.
What do you think about Ric Flair giving his endorsement to the Shield?
I laughed at it.
I do too. So do you think he's going to play any part of the match Sunday at the
probably not
pay-per-view? Probably not.
Probably not. Ric Flair is too loved by the fans to be a heel.
Well, he can actually pull it off, you know.
No, he couldn't. I told you he wasn't supposed to be cheered.
I know. Are you no
admirable traits, no redeeming qualities. That's what my veteran friend Quan Chang told me. He works heel.
Yes, I know.
Yes, you do know. So that's why you need to throw something at Randy Orton's head when he comes out instead of cheering him.
Hey, I couldn't boo him. I couldn't do that.
I couldn't boo him. I couldn't boo him because he's like so sexy. Like, oh my gosh, he's like so freaking hot.
No, it wasn't him, really. It was the other one that was coming out with him. And then I was, like, trying to boo him. I was trying to make a video and trying to boo him. And I could not do that. I kept on messing
with
him. No. Maybe you were, but I wasn't.
I don't squirt. I don't have a vagina.
Okay. Let's see what else. I don't know. You keep on talking. Okay, hold on a minute. Are you a believer? Hello?
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
All right, get off my show.
Thank you. Like, why did he even turn that freaking Dan's song on?
Because I said so. Here, you want to hear it again?
No!
I'm a hot air balloon that can float to space.
No.
In the air, like I don't care, not another
way. What about
Yeah, what up? What about it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Nobody knows.
Adam Rose.
Adam Rose is a Russell Brand ripoff.
What?
What?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, you wouldn't think so.
He comes on Monday. I can't wait.
Yeah, get your dildo ready.
It's a shameful thing. Lost your head. A careless man who could wind up dead. You'll wear your sin like a trump.
Now that sounded better.
That what sounded better?
What?
What? Which? Which? Don't mind her, people. She has no idea what she's talking about.
Oh. Really?
No, she never does.
Oh, do you know what today is?
It's gonna be May.
Duh.
Jerk off.
Lorraine asked if there was, like, any bromances in the Jersey Shore, and I told her that
Don't
she...
Don't ever ask me about that show.
So she might call in later on and ask you who the bromances are.
She's not going to like what I have to say about Jersey Shore. If she's listening, I'm going to tell you that right now, sweetie. You are not going to like what I have to say about Jersey Shore and Jersey Shore fans, all right? So if I was you, you might want to think about asking me that because if you ask me that, I'm not going to pull any punches. With that being said, is there anything else you would like to ask me about?
Nope.
Okay, we're going to a break. God damn, this is so boring tonight. Anyway, I will be right back with the Smike List on Blog Talk Radio. Yeah.
Everybody get up. like big machine bad ease. Bang, hit me up when you pass through. I give you something big enough to tell your past too. Swag on them when you drag casual. I mean, it's almost unbearable. 100 years not there when I pull up on.
Okay, we're back with the Smart Swift. I'm sorry, did I interrupt anybody?
Shut the fuck up.
Get the fuck over it. I don't give a shit anyway.
That was like my favorite song ever.
Yeah, you're twerking.
Maybe I am.
She's over there twerking. Yeah, of course she is. Oh, look, it's your husband.
What?
When selfies go wrong. When selfies go wrong.
What are you talking about?
The picture where it says when selfies go wrong.
That's like nasty shit.
Well, you love that type of stuff, so yeah.
No, I don't.
Of course you do.
No.
Yeah.
Like, my future husband is not going to take selfies of his ass in the mirror, okay?
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
Of course he is. We have not talked about anything wrestling related, have we?
Yes, we have.
We talked about Monday Night Raw, and we talked about Bray Wyatt, and we're probably going to talk about how those Cena haters are probably fapping to all that shit right now. Even right now, it's probably this past Monday Night Raw was basically like a whole IWC pornographic movie.
Yes, I know.
Because they all had their dicks in hand, were fapping to Bray Wyatt saying, "We had the whole world in my hands." You got the whole world in your hands, Bray. You got the whole world in your hands, Bray. Yeah. Boom. Oh. Yeah.
I had that song stuck in my freaking head.
That's good.
Not good. It's like freaking creepy.
Yes, it's freaking creepy.
What if he changed and was singing Old MacDonald Had a Farm?
Okay, let's sing it. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And yes, his name was Ronald too, E-I-E-I-O.
No.
Ronald McDonald there, Ronald McDonald here. Here Mick, there and Mick, everywhere a Mick, Mick.
No,
McDonald's gonna rape you tonight in bed.
I'm never going to sleep now. Thank you very much.
He's going to rape you.
Him.
Oh, Ronald McDonald is coming after you.
Stop
He's
it.
Coming after me tonight. Have you heard? Ronald McDonald is coming for you.
No, let's get on something else, please.
Before I make things right, I must tell you, Ronald McDonald is coming for you.
No! Okay, you know something else. That's why I got Paul Heyman.
There's something important I think you must know. You will rest in peace. And I must also say that if any of you motherfuckers are listening to this shit right now, we are taking calls, all right?
What?
I said, if any one of you motherfuckers are listening to this shit right now, we're taking calls.
Yes, we are. Please call in.
Please call in at 646-915-9644. Once again, that is 646-915-9644. And to dumb it down for all the dumbasses, let me slow it down. That's 646-915-9644. That's 646-915-9644. And to dumb it down even more for all the extremely stupid people, I will say it again like this.
Oh.
It's 646-915-9644. Do you understand that, you stupid moron? That 646-915-9644, you goddamn idiot.
They have to admit before they can't call in anymore. So.
And I would also like to say that on a subject that has absolutely nothing to do with professional wrestling, I once again won the honor of having Man Crush Monday this past Monday. The honor once again went to myself. And I would once again like to thank nobody but myself, because I am so awesome. I am the man. I am the myth. I am the legend. I am the reason you listen to the show. I am the reason you probably hug your pillows each and every night. Probably going to be the reason you're fapping off to your mom's incest porn on her computer. And by the way, your mom's probably in the video. But anyway, with that being said, let's go on to more wrestling-related BS. Let's go to the IWC Logics page.
Oh, yay. I really don't know what that was.
It didn't start getting quiet until you started talking.
Oh, I didn't talk for like... Shut up. Oh, so it does work, huh? Continue to talk. Come on, seriously, somebody please call in.
I would like to also announce that this past Monday, the Shield buried 11 guys. Actually, no,
this
actually on SmackDown. They buried 11 guys. They all buried 11 guys. Yes, they're Super Shield. They buried 11 guys. Shut up. They buried 11 guys.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
They took them out one by one. Okay.
All right. What? 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 What?
I can hear you now. I'm not saying what anymore.
Jeff, you don't have to be beautiful to turn me on. You don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be cool to rule my world. Ain't never dream lesser or more compatible with. I just want your external, your kiss.
When are you going to sing that song, Selfie?
When am I going to play that song, Selfie?
Yeah.
When you give me some head.
That's coming now.
Yeah. Exactly.
So.
So fo po no do sho fo lo do do momo coco a dodo go go a dodo.
That's a dodo bird. Have you heard of dodo birds?
This is not a show about dodo birds. If you want a show about dodo birds, go listen to Discovery Radio.
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, let's see. Have you watched any of the Legends House?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I have watched Legends House, and I must indeed say that if I ever see Roddy Piper's ass again, I will puke.
Who?
I said if I ever see Roddy Piper's ass again, I will puke.
Oh, I thought you said Ryback. I was like, Ryback is not in that house.
Ryback is not even in my league.
I know. Like, I don't even know why that came.
Do I look like a 300-pound, big, muscle-bound crybaby to you?
No.
All right, then.
Okay, so what do you... Okay, let's see. Like, who's your favorite in the house?
I don't have a favorite.
Okay, so who do you like watching more in the house?
As of right now, I don't have anybody.
All right. Never mind, though.
Yeah, never mind.
Well, have you seen the one tonight? Probably not.
No, I have not. Because I was watching the iHeart Radio Music Awards.
That's what I thought. Well, I knew that because you were saying that. So.
Yeah. I was listening to your boyfriend, Blake Shelton.
Blake Shelton is good, though.
Yeah. Please call in. Chris is scaring me with clowns. Is
don't
that so?
You fucking dare. And I was trying so hard not to curse tonight.
Go ahead and say fuck, shit, bitch, cunt rag. I don't give a fuck what you say. I told you all. Parental discretion is advised, but probably because I'm so stupid and nobody ever listens to me anyway, will probably be completely fucking ignored. Now, everybody, if you want to piss this girl off,
please call in.
If you want to piss this girl off, just do this.
I'm waiting.
I'm waiting for you to check your shit. Oh, wait, you can't check nothing because you're on the phone.
I can't check it because I'm on the phone.
I can't check it because I'm on the phone, dumbass. My ass ain't dumb. My ass is nice. I got a nice ass. It's a nice-looking ass, all right? I can even make my ass do tricks.
So are you going to take a picture and post it with your ass in the mirror?
Yeah, I'm going to take a picture and post it with my ass in the mirror. Any ladies want to see my ass out there? Huh? It's a nice-looking ass. I promise it's a very nice-looking ass. No blemishes, no moles, no hairy moles, no nothing. I can even make my ass do tricks. See, she loves that. See, you see how she loves that? She's digging that.
Oh, yeah, sure I am.
Yeah, she is.
I'm looking forward to seeing it, too.
You always look forward to seeing my ass.
Whatever.
Yeah, sure, shut up. What kind of kisser are you?
What kind of kisser am I?
An ass kisser.
I am not. I don't...
Okay, fine. Well, here's a trick-related prank. A prank-related question. What kind of sucker are you?
I don't know.
A dick sucker.
Oh!
Is anybody still calling to this fucking... So fucking stupid. I know. You know what else is fucking stupid?
Macaroni and cheese.
What? No, not macaroni and cheese.
I don't know what. I don't know how come I just said that. But yeah. No,
you don't. Do you ever know?
Yes, I know some things.
Yeah, right. You don't even know your own bra size.
Huh? I do too, but you're not going to know it.
You want to know what else is stupid? This.
I swear, you fucking text me. I can't see it.
I'm in need. Yes, it's a trifling friend indeed.
Your theme song.
No, it's not my theme song. I ain't no gold digger, Sam.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no broke. Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down.
Yeah, get down.
Girl, go ahead, get down.
Yeah, get down.
Girl, go ahead, get down. With a baby Louis Vuitton under her underarm, she said,
anyway,
I
back,
you rock,
to, the,
I tell
back to the wrestling. You go back to this past Monday's Raw, right? It's,
I guess.
In my
or
opinion,
we can go to Friday Night SmackDown,
no,
or we can go to NXT, or we can go to anything.
Yeah, it's something that the whole internet should be happy with, right?
Be with what?
Yeah. So...
They're never satisfied.
Are you really surprised that they're never satisfied?
No.
I told you that a long time ago, genius.
Wow, I'm such a genius.
Not really, but anyway. The only person that's a genius on this show is me. You know why? 'Cause
okay.
I'm the front man. Yeah, okay.
What are you
doing? And while I'm talking,
what
am I doing?
Never mind.
Yeah, why should you ask? I'm doing this show. You're my guest.
Aw, I should be so honored.
I should be so honored? Believe me, if I could drown my face in a pool, of swimming piranhas right now, I would.
I even can't sing.
You can't sing. I know you can't sing.
I didn't say that. I said I need some caffeine.
You need some caffeine? Okay, go drink some coffee.
No, I hate coffee.
Put some sugar in it.
No, I don't eat sugar.
Put some sugar in it.
No.
Put some sugar in it. Does the internet love this show? Is anybody happy? Nobody's happy, are they? Well, who cares? You're never happy. Anyway. Yes.
No.
Yes. Shut up.
Okay,
yes, great job. Yep. Great job to me.
Talking all ugly too.
Anyway, back to the show. I'm heading to the IWC Logics page right now, and there's this meme that says there's rumors of a Cena heel, and then Batman slaps Robin in the face saying, shut up.
Like, when are they going to, like, stop saying that Cena's going to turn heel? Because guess what? He's not going to turn heel anymore.
Yes, it's fun. It's fun. And also, I want to take the time to promote tomorrow night's show, or try to help people promote tomorrow night's show here in Memphis. It's going to be down at I guess it's called Club Spectrum, around 10 o'clock tomorrow night. It's $8. Come see some good wrestling, have fun, meet the guys. If you're a nice wrestling fan, if you're a wrestling fan in general and you happen to be around the area, if you're on vacation, it doesn't matter. Come have fun.
Tell about it, Chris. Talk shit. Right. All right.
I'm going to be there. A lot of the other wrestlers are going to be there. Come see everybody. And if you act now, you will also get... Actually, I have no idea what you're going to get. I'm just saying that for absolutely no reason whatsoever. And with that being said, people, I apologize for that unnecessary voice in the background just now. That was my mother.
Oh, I didn't even hear that.
Thank God you did not hear it. Because I told her not to talk when I'm on radio.
Yeah, well, I told that to my mom last week, and she didn't hear me, and she was talking, and I was like, please be quiet.
Don't listen to shit. Oh, check this out. Wow, Undertaker looks worse than ever. Did he mistake the coffin for a tanning bed? He looks like a charbroiled cowboy. This is the worst Taker match in years. I can't believe they kept the streak around so an old man in mascara can pretend to beat up a former UFC champ. Jesus, Undertaker just needs to give up. Ding, ding, ding. The winner of the match, Brock Lesnar.
Well, they just need to go fuck himself.
How dare they? So, is everybody happy?
I'm gritting my teeth at that right now.
You're peeing right now.
I said I am gritting my teeth right now because of that stupid fucking comment. What do you think about that stupid comment?
What stupid comment? Your stupid comment?
No, their comment.
They need to go fuck themselves.
That's what I just said.
That's the only thing they're good at. That's probably the only thing they're good at anyway, is fucking themselves.
Yeah, like seriously.
Well, how about this? The IWC, in a nutshell, is a bunch of moody-ass women on their periods, keep changing their minds every 2 seconds, bitching, moaning, and complaining. To everyone who bitched that they were burying Daniel Bryan, here's to you, with two middle fingers from Stone Cold Steve Austin.
That's true.
Or how about this? Yeah, Rihanna looked like, I don't know what the fuck Rihanna had on tonight. Sorry, I'm replying to this comment.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. I was like, really?
I don't know what the fuck she had on tonight, but oh well. If it's what she wanted to do, it's what she wanted to do. But she looked like a. Let's go off subject for a while and talk about a little bit about what Rihanna's outfit tonight at the iHeartRadio Music Awards. She looked like, in a way, a Barbadian Gothic princess. And she actually stood up from the table so the photographers could take a picture of her.
Okay.
And sorry, I'm replying to text messages, people. Okay, now let's listen to this. Here's a quote from my idol himself on the IWC. Listen to this, people. Is Lorraine listening? Hi, Lorraine.
Is she listening?
I don't know. Is she listening? I'm asking you.
I don't know.
Who gives a shit? Anyway. She'll listen to it later. Now, listen to this. Damn, text messages. At least I can text while I'm talking on the phone. And it's real fast,
what?
Too. I said, at least I can text when I'm talking on the phone, and it's really fast, too.
I don't understand.
I said, at least I can text when I'm talking on the phone, and it's really fast, too. Now shut the fuck up. Okay, anyway. On some more, see, shut up. On some real, let's listen to this. From my idol himself on the IWC. A lot of our guys, unfortunately, listen to the people on the internet, the so-called, quote, experts, who never laced up a pair of boots. Some of the internet fans are fine. There are some really good fan-based sites, fans that like and enjoy wrestling. But the ones that call themselves experts and have all these cures for the ailment of our business, I think are a big joke. They're only smart because of what we let them be smart to. You listen to them and they've got all the answers, and they think they've got all, hey, sorry. You listen to them and they've got all the answers. This guy needs to be pushed. This guy needs to go. Tekken needs to retire 10 years ago. They forgot their fans, and that's all they are. Said by The Undertaker.
What?
Which I am sharing right now.
Who said that?
The Undertaker.
Really?
Do I got to read it again?
No, you don't.
Go look to your Facebook page.
Wow.
Oh, wait, you can't because you're on the phone, but I sure as hell can.
Like, was it under?
I just posted it on my page.
All right, I'll check it later on.
No, you're going to check it after you get off the damn phone.
All right.
Now, check this out. Predicts Undertaker win at WrestleMania. Thinks he's a genius. That's just like when... You notice how when something happens that the IWC predicted, they automatically think that they're geniuses?
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, that's like maybe one thing every 6 or 7 months that you guys get right. one thing out of the millions of things that you get wrong every time you open your mouth.
And they'll bitch about it.
Or how about this? I'm going to stop watching WWE entirely. Watches Monday Night Raw the next week.
Of course.
Or this. You only read wrestling results without watching the show. You must be perfectly justified in all your complaining. CM Punk picture. Bitching and bitching. Or this. Begs for a long CM Punk title reign. Cena pay-per-view loses. Fuck, let me rewind. Begs for a long CM Punk title reign. Cena pay-per-view losses. And Dean Ambrose debut. All three happen, still complains.
I know, right?
So you were born in 1999. Tell me more about how much you missed the Attitude Era. Keep calm because you're all hypocrites. And a picture of Chris Jericho.
I like that era whenever he was calling people hypocrites and stuff, parasites.
I did too. But I still called him a meanie in a suit. How about this? You watch pro wrestling, you must know every move.
That's so fucked up.
So you read dirt sheets for wrestling news. You must know all about how the talents are in real life and can judge them accordingly. Shows knowledge by calling wrestlers by their real names, followed by their aliases in brackets.
I don't know. If, like, I meet, like, one of the wrestlers, like, you know, on the street or something, I don't know if I could call them by, you know, their real name or if I can call them by their character name. I don't know about that.
I'm not going to call Big Show by Paul White. I'm not going to call him by Sean Waltman.
I mean, maybe if they're, you know, by their, with their friends and stuff. I mean, like, you know, maybe family or something. I mean, well, I wouldn't even go up to them, you know, if there was a family or anything.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's like,
I'm not going to call Kane Glenn Jacobs. And I'm not going to call him Isaac Yankum. And I'm not going to call him Isaac Yankum. I'm not going to call him the Christmas creature.
That's true. I mean, yeah, I get that.
Yeah, wrestlers hate that. I was just talking to one of my now good friends who is a local wrestler here in Memphis, Derek King, if you're listening, I love you, brother, about this type of shit through text message last night. And I was telling him I don't call wrestlers by their real name or use insider terms around them because they don't know me like you guys do.
Yeah.
So it's like when I use things like that around them, because, like, for example, I'm meeting Matt Stryker. If Matt Stryker doesn't know me, to him, I'm just a fan. He doesn't know me that well. He doesn't know me on a first-name basis like most of these guys do. So when you walk up to him and you say, oh, man, when are you going to turn heel? Man, you're a great heel, man. Oh, man, you're a great wrestler. I was very impressed with your moves. If you could do that move just a little bit better, I think he would be so much better. I think it would look 10 times better. You hear how stupid I sound?
Yeah.
Man, so it's, don't do that shit. It's just simple. Like, you just, there's just certain things that when you are talking to wrestlers that you just should not say. It's not because that some of you may understand what those things are and may have a decent understanding of the business, but like I said, the wrestlers that you know on a first-name basis are not them. They don't know you. You're just a fan. So when you go around them using insider terms, not only does it make you look bad, but it probably makes the people you're around look bad too. Because I've been around fans when they're using insider terms around wrestlers, and this shit is embarrassing. I guarantee you it's flat-out embarrassing. Randy, if I ever come around you and use inside term around a W superstar, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah. Like I said, I won't do that. I mean, yeah.
Check this out. Spends all day being an avid member of the IWC. Still can't find his penis. I read it on the internet, so it must be true.
Yeah, I heard a bunch of times.
WWE should listen to the, quote, real fans. The IWC, that is.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, what is this here? Nope. Hashtag I want wrestling, but won't pay. Can I get a stream? Picture of John Cena covering up a kid's mouth. You're not online. Play it to my face, fucker. Once again, it is a picture of John Cena covering up somebody's mouth and looking and getting really close to them with a really dirty look. You're not online. Say it to my face, fucker.
They won't.
Check this out. The chart of the fanboy anatomy. Ears. Their finely tuned ears are capable of tuning out facts and other opinions. Lungs. We found nothing but hot air and a lot of negativity.
Huh.
Hands. Covered in calluses and smelling of lotion. Weird. Brain. Devoid of any reason or critical thinking skills. Very ape-like in size and shape. heart. Upon study, we found no trace of our heart present. We think they run on sheer arrogancy. Bowels, full of Mountain Dew and Cheeto residue. Testicles, empty. Once again, the last one, testicles, empty. And I'll be sharing this one, too. Now, is anybody going to call on the... Wait, we're not even live anymore, are we?
Nope.
Oh, shit. Hang on. Call in. Dolly, you are on the smarts list. Dolly, you're on the smarts list. Can you hear? Hello? Anybody there? Dolly, you're on the smarts list. Damn it. Okay, now, Dolly, you're on the smarts list.
Hi, I'd like to order 2 large cheese pizzas.
Really?
Yes, really.
Really?
Okay.
And don't burn them this time.
Okay.
I would like sushi on them.
All right.
I'd like sushi on them.
Okay. Well, then what kind of sushi?
Everything. All of it.
Okay.
I want it all. All
right, sir. All right, sir. And where is the pizza being delivered?
Right here.
And what is the address?
The address is, I forgot my address. I've been hitting the head with too many steel chairs over the years.
Aww.
Okay, I'm assuming your name is McFoley.
No.
Well, he's the only guy I know that's been getting hit with steel chairs over the years.
Really?
And the guy can barely remember his own damn address.
I have 9 concussions to prove it.
Okay, sir, I'll send you 2 pizza right away. Thanks for calling Little Caesars. Bye.
Little Caesars sucks.
They do.
Fuck you, man.
No, thanks. Get a room.
You win. That's what Rainey wants.
No.
With you.
No, not me.
No. Oh.
No, for your information, I'm disease-free. I like to keep it that way.
You're what?
I said I'm disease-free. I like to keep it that way.
That's not what I hear, but okay.
Shut the fuck up. Okay. Okay, the Snake Master and apparently the Joke Master, too, ladies and gentlemen.
Really?
And just so you know, once again, we will be going over time with this episode, so if you
We're
want to listen to it, you can
go. Over.
I don't give a good goddamn if it's past. I'm just saying.
Why are you both talking at the same time? That's not good radio. Why aren't
okay.
either one of you talking? It's not good radio.
Shut up.
Dead
okay,
air is not
playing...
good.
Okay, are you playing Critic?
No, never.
Okay. Anyway.
Really?
Yes, really.
Okay.
I want to get your thoughts on this past Monday's Raw, if you did see it.
I have not seen it yet. We just moved, and I haven't had a chance to hook cable or anything up yet.
Oh, okay. Well,
and I might actually watch it on my phone tomorrow.
Oh, you can watch it on your phone?
Why not?
You can watch anything on your phone.
Oh. I should be able to watch it on my damn phone, then.
You should. You
on
can go on the...
Phone.
On the network?
Yeah, I got the WWE Network on. I didn't know they had showed the episodes on the phone on your phone the night after the episodes took place.
This is actually 3 nights after, unless you're in a different time zone completely.
I am in Memphis, Tennessee.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. That's nice.
As Andy Kaufman would say.
Okay. So according to Andy Kaufman, Jerry the King Lawler is a stupid hick from Memphis, Tennessee. So, what does I make me then?
Exactly the same.
Kiss my black ass.
No thanks.
Oh, really? Oh,
really?
Come on. Come
no.
on. I told Randy, it's a nice looking ass.
No.
I can even make my ass do tricks.
As many times as she's seen it, probably she likes it, but.
No, I have not
seen it. She likes eating ass, so.
What?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you hear that? She likes to eat ass, everybody.
No, I don't.
I guess that's a Tennessee thing or a Texas thing.
Yeah, it is. Well, they do say everything is bigger in Texas.
That's true.
So I guess even that includes appetites.
And they found Pee Wee's bike in Texas, didn't they?
What was that?
They found Pee Wee Herman's bike in Texas.
I don't know.
You never saw Pee Wee's Big Adventure?
Maybe
Pee Wee's Big
ago.
Adventure. Yeah, okay.
Go to Netflix and look up Pee Wee.
Pee Wee.
I'd say go to Google and look up Pee Wee, but you'll find something totally different.
Yes, I know.
Oh, you've done it?
Yep.
No, she's
sure.
a virgin.
Oh,
what?
Okay. I didn't know that.
Okay, I'm looking at the WWE Network shows on my phone. And I'm trying to see if I can find this shit. Okay, in-ring, Raw replays. Man, I haven't seen them upload any new episodes of Raw yet.
I thought they had them all on there. I didn't know.
They really should have been. It would actually.
Maybe I can get in Silly's time machine and go back to Monday and watch it.
You can go back to watch. You can go back last year and watch my old school Raw episode that I was at the night before Paul Bearer passed away, which was sad.
Yes, it was. He was a good guy.
Man,
I
and,
knew him for 30 years, 25 years.
He seemed like a great guy too. I mean, I tweeted with him a little bit on Twitter anytime I had the chance, and he just such a great, kind-hearted person.
He is. Like he was.
Like I never talked to anybody like him. I mean, it was always great to talk to him. And, yeah.
And what are you saying about me?
What did he say?
That shut you up, didn't it?
Shut up.
Wow, that was easy.
Ass
Too
man.
Easy. I do that after I shit. What?
You hear that, Rainey?
No.
He said he does that after he shits.
Don't you?
I thought Rainey liked shitting. I thought he liked shitting guys.
Does.
I mean, she passed off to Randy Orton each time he comes out, so.
I do not.
Of course she does.
I've heard.
Like, Randy Orton is, like, so sexy. So, like, when he comes out, I, like, get, like, so horny. And, like, I start sweating because he's so hot.
The Undertaker, Randy Orton, CM Punk.
Not Randy Orton.
CM Punk will probably tell you to suck it.
AJ Lee.
Oh, my God.
No.
Now, AJ Lee is mine. You stay the fuck away from her.
Talk to Punk about that.
Say what?
I said, I don't do girls.
Of course she does. She's got the whole world in her hands. She's got the whole world in her hands. I want to tell you, Snake, she's a huge, huge, huge fan of Ronald McDonald.
Fuck you.
I know. Clowns are awesome.
No.
Yes, they are. Clowns are so awesome. I mean, look. I mean, they love her. They apparently love her. I mean,
it's tomorrow, May 2nd.
Yeah,
tonight is May 1st,
birthday.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's 12:04. It's May 2nd. You know what happens on May 1st at night at midnight?
Don't.
All the evil clowns in the world go under the beds of girls who are afraid of them and don't like them and have said nasty things about clowns over the years. That happens every year at midnight on May 1st.
Then come save me.
You know why people don't eat clowns?
Because it tastes funny.
That's right. See that?
Yes,
you know a lot about clowns.
Oh, I knew that.
Well, she loved that video that I posted yesterday of Ronald McDonald.
That was a good video.
No.
How about John Wayne Gacy? You like John Wayne Gacy?
You like that?
You know who he is?
I don't know.
He was a serial killer who dressed up as an evil clown and killed people.
No.
Yes.
Now I'm never going to sleep tonight.
It actually used to be, and it's rumored that his family still does the same thing, taking after him in Tennessee and Texas.
No.
And it's also rumored that they're coming after you tonight, Rainey.
At 3:14 in the morning.
I will be awake.
You have a few hours to live.
And that's why.
You have a few hours to live.
That's my favorite part of the circus, the clowns.
I've never been to a circus because I hate clowns. Yes, I am.
Especially the little midget clowns.
Yes, I am.
Like Chucky.
Rainy scared of clowns.
What?
Rainy scared of clowns. One, two, Ronald's coming for you. Three, four, better lock the door.
Tomorrow,
five.
Or should I say today, Friday,
no.
Is going to be Clown Friday.
Well, no.
They have Throwback Thursday. Friday is going to be Clown Friday. All clown pictures are going to be posted.
Well, I don't
sound
know.
Like a good idea?
That sounds
I get
like an awesome idea.
I may even dress my snakes as clowns.
Well, that'd be kind of cute. But...
That would be cute with their fangs out, spewing venom?
Well, I don't know. I mean, if they're not walking and if they're not trying to hug me, and, yeah, that
would
be cute.
Snakes love to hug, for one. Two, I've never seen a snake walk.
That's good. I mean, if somebody dresses up as a clown and tries to hug me, I'm going to scream and run away.
So you're going to scream and run away?
Yeah, because I don't like people dressing up as clowns.
I hear there are people dressing up as clowns, and there's some type of fantasy they have about going after people that walk a lot in trails and in places like that, and they hide behind trees.
No, I'm never going to walk anymore.
What?
I said, no, I'm never going to walk anymore. Because I'm going to be already freaked out.
They're coming for you, Rainey.
Well, maybe I'll get a stick and hit them.
What's that going to do? You mean a magic stick?
They never die.
God,
she has the magic stick. She's got the magic stick.
Yeah, I wish it was a magic stick.
No, you don't wish it was a magic stick. You have to borrow that from me first. Ha, 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 ha.
Not that type of stick.
I don't want that stick.
Yes, you do.
She wants it from somebody.
Probably. Maybe Doink.
With you.
No!
Yeah.
No fucking
way. Perfect. If she could, she would have a threesome with Ronald McDonald and herself.
How about Dink?
And she might even have a threesome with the thing, too.
No, a two and a half some.
Okay,
no.
Two and a half some.
Wow.
Hey, Rainey, we're clowns and we talk to you, and you still talk to us.
But that's because y'all don't dress up in stupid clown suits.
How do you know?
No, we're clowns.
Because if you did, I wouldn't talk to you.
But you don't know what we do.
You don't know what we do behind closed doors.
Well, that's because I don't want to know what y'all do behind closed doors.
But the door is about to open.
No!
It's not the stuff.
Is that a clown peeking in your window?
I'm dumb.
Look at that window right there.
I think that's one under her bed.
No, that one's definitely there.
I think it's there. It's my bed.
You sure?
They're actually going to sleep in and sleep next to you tonight, Rainey.
No, it's not.
I'd
rather have Easter Bunny sleep beside me, and I'm afraid of those two.
No, I killed the Easter Bunny, all right? Let me tell you something.
I was just
going to
say
blade.
The Easter Bunny's dead.
Well, actually, people dressing up in any kind of Easter Bunnies and clowns and...
And
that's not it.
Easter bunnies lay brown eggs, don't they, little brown eggs?
I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about real bunnies.
No, but Easter bunny. The Easter bunny lays little brown eggs.
Yes, they do. And I don't
They look
them.
Like
well,
they look like dingleberries.
I also want to tell you guys right quick that the princes are down here.
They're what?
The princes are down here.
The princes?
The princes. You know Prince Harry?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're here in Tennessee, down here in Memphis right now. They're here for a wedding.
Oh.
And the whole fucking city is going crazy.
Yeah, it sounds like that.
Say what?
I said it sounds like them up there. What the fuck
yeah.
is that?
That's a
clown.
No. Something actually just scared me. I don't know what it was.
It was a clown.
You better hope it
They're
wasn't
coming.
A clown.
They're coming for you, Rainey.
They're trying to take you away.
You were not to mess with them. I told you to be afraid of the clowns. Now they're going to come, and they're going to drag your soul down to the depths of hell.
I'd rather have Cain drag me.
Cain would rather drag a dead bird.
You're so mean.
No, I'm just truthful.
Anyway.
Dead air is not good radio.
Hi, Rainey.
I have nothing else to say.
Of course you do.
I'm only...
I love you. You love me.
Don't.
We're one big ass family with a great big kick right up into your balls.
I don't.
I love you, you love me. We're one big ass family with a great big squeeze from me to you.
No.
Won't you say you love me too?
I hate you.
I love you, you love me. Now what clown is singing this shit? I love you, you love me. We're a happy family with a great big hug and a gift from me to you.
You looking out your window?
What was that?
You looking out your window?
No, I'm not.
I hear a faint knocking.
At this point in the show, guys, we're not even talking wrestling right now. We're just talking about straight random shit.
Hearing me because of stupid fucking clowns.
Yeah, let me tell you something, guys. She loves doing the clown.
No.
Yeah, no means yes. Anyway, like I was saying, I was going to say, I got a song for you.
Bird is a word?
Why you coming home 5 in the morning? Something's going on. Can I smell your dick? Don't play me like a fool, cause that ain't cool. See, what you need to do is let me smell your dick. Don't play me like a fool, cause that ain't cool. See, what you need to do is let me smell your...
You're no Ricardo.
No. Now, bird is a word is better than that shit.
Dick.
Stop.
Go.
Song is so fucking retarded.
So is Jersey Shore.
Well, I'm not even talking about Jersey Shore. Family Guy is better than anything, even though I don't watch it that much, but whatever.
No, I don't watch it that much, but whatever. You know,
remember
what
the episode where Peter was a clown?
No, I have not watched that episode, and I probably won't watch it.
I'll post pictures tomorrow during Clown Day.
And tag her in them.
Yeah, you better announce it. So
his name was
Pee
Pants.
What was that?
Crown Pants, the inebriated crown. Pee Pants.
I was a clown whenever I was 4 years old, and I don't know why, but after that I was like really afraid of clowns.
Just make sure you save all the pictures that everybody posts tomorrow.
Yeah, I probably will.
Can anybody hear this?
Yeah, I hear you. That's a dumb question.
No, I hear a clown knocking on your window.
No. My door doesn't even sound like that.
That's not a door, that's a window.
A window, whatever you want to call it.
They're watching you in the shower, Rainy.
No. That would be, like, disgusting.
They're looking at you in the shower.
I've heard that clowns can actually come out of a drain in a shower.
Yeah, just like... Oh, man. Wow, you guys are actually working on album 5. About damn time.
You know who Pennywise is, right?
Yes.
So,
I do.
On some real shit. Back to wrestling. I have to ask you, Snake. I'm working on training to get into the wrestling business. And what advice would you have for me?
Don't do it. Well, that's what I tell a lot of people.
Okay.
And if you do, make sure you go to a reputable school. Go to a school where the trainers actually have made money in the business.
All right.
Like the Dudley School in Orlando.
Oh, okay. I didn't know they had school.
Or Gangrel School in Knoxville. I mean, Burbank.
Yeah. I mean, because I've heard, you know, that, you know, the wrestling business can take its toll on you. And,
it definitely can. That's why at 9 o'clock at night, I drank a medium iced coffee, and at 10 o'clock I worked out for an hour, and now it's midnight, and I'm not tired, so.
Damn, how come you're not tired?
After drinking a big coffee 2 hours ago?
No.
Yeah. Well, I originally never ever considered getting into, actually trying to get into it. Or anything like that, but it's like, you know, the more I do it and the more I watch,
how
the
old
more
are you?
I get pulled in. 23.
Oh, okay, so that's fine. That's a good age to start.
Well, I don't know how successful I would be, but I remember being back in Buffalo and just doing what I usually did, being a fan. Everybody's like, man, you got this outgoing personality. You did like half our work for us, and you helped keep the people's reactions on the matches and stuff like that, and stuff like just, you know, some basic stuff that most older fans don't want to do anymore, like cheering the faces and booing the heels. I'm friends with a few heels that are in the business, and one of the main heels I'm friends with is a guy that goes by the name of Quan Chang, and you would never even be able to tell that we're friends because when he comes out there, I'm, like, talking mad shit. And we're just, like, and I think there's one time that we were on a show, and we were just, like, going back and forth with each other for a bit. And I think that happens a lot. Well, if you ask me, man, if anything, if it's going to make me look good in front of the wrestlers, if it's going to show them that I respect the business and that I'm not another, quote, smart mark, then I will do that all night long.
Then you're doing
just
a bad
like,
show for that, honestly.
You say what?
If that's what you want to show people, then this show is not the right way to show it.
Not the right way.
What do you think?
Well, now I don't know. Because now I'm confused.
No, you're not. You know exactly what I'm saying. And you know if you do start training and you do get in, this will have to change too.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Well, Well, I appreciate
which with the knowledge with the... Go ahead.
No, I'm listening. I gotta listen.
With the knowledge you have, you can do the right type of show.
Oh. I really could do the right type of show?
You know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
Just like you were talking about earlier tonight, about being around workers and not using certain terms or any terms.
Yeah. Oh, whoa, you were listening to that.
Yes, I was, and I definitely agree with it, too.
Yeah.
I'll turn around and walk away.
Well, that's just something I felt I had to get off my chest, because, I don't know, I've been around fans, and they throw those terms around, and I'm thinking to myself, do you really need to say that, around him? I'm thinking to myself, dude, are you trying to embarrass us both? Seriously?
Well, like I said, a lot of time we'll just walk away.
Yeah, and I don't blame you. I'd walk
away
from you, too.
It's basically the same thing you're doing on here. That's why I say you should have a regular show. You have the knowledge for it.
Well, I appreciate the compliment. Well, I'm taking if that is a compliment.
I won't admit to it because it's bad for my reputation.
That's fair.
Compliment, I'd compliment.
Makes sense.
That's right.
I mean, whenever I'm talking to you guys or any one of you besides you, I draw that line, and I try not to cross it. I said earlier, there are wrestlers out there that don't know me on a first name basis, like some of you guys do. And because of them, I'm just a fan. So it's like I'm not gonna say anything that they wouldn't want to hear me saying, because they don't know me that well.
And that's how it should be.
Now, if it's somebody like you, if I meet somebody like you or anybody else that knows me, then I could probably use that shit all day. But,
I'll knock you out with a steel chair and it'll be over.
Yeah. And then I'd go to the hospital with a concussion, and somebody asked me what happened to you. They say, I got hit with a chair. It's no big deal.
Yep.
Man.
Did you know, do you have any idea who Al Hardiman is?
Who is that? Enlighten me.
He's a promoter for years, a wrestler for years down in Florida.
Yeah.
He's been battling cancer for a long time. He just passed away today.
Oh, man. Sorry to hear that.
And if you look at a post I did a couple hours ago, I shared his post from yesterday where he was doing chemo like he does every day, or I don't know how many times a week he's been doing chemo. He was in his little room. There are 10 people, 10 chairs, everybody doing chemo. And they closed the curtain next to him. And I think the doctor said something like, we're going to have to sign you up for hospice to the other person. We're going to have to sign your husband up for hospice. We don't know how much longer you are. I'm giving him 2 weeks. And then he's over there listening to it, thinking that that's what he's going to be hearing one day. And this just happened yesterday. This is his post from yesterday. And he passed away today, so it's sad.
Wow.
Dang. Well, I don't know much to say about that. I don't think there's much to be said.
This cancer sucks.
Yes, it
does. Yeah, it does. My grandfather had it. It's a deadly disease.
Yep.
But overall, I appreciate you giving me your insight on everything. And I won't necessarily, okay, I won't call it a, what the hell is this on your page? Oh, the shit that I commented on. Sorry, I'm going down your page and I'm seeing the guy with the shit staying in his pants. Anyway, I won't necessarily call it a compliment. I'll say more of a, I guess I'll
just
say
advice, basically.
Okay, advice. So, now I'll take it to heart. I mean, really, anything that I can do to, you know, so support the business and be a part of it, I'm fine with that. Because I've always wanted the honor, and yes, I'm saying honor of saying, yes, I'm involved with it too.
And, well, just find a decent school and make sure that's what you want.
I will. I mean, I'm down here in Memphis, and I did see Brian Lawler, I think, was it last week? Yeah, I saw Brian Lawler a couple weeks ago. I didn't really get a chance to get that big of a word in with him, because I guess he had to leave real fast. But I did tell him, I'll talk more with him on I think it was, he said June 12th. The show isn't the show will be on June 12th. Hang on a second. I think this because starting on June, MEW, that's the promotion down here, is going to be running the show every Friday night. And
he'd be a good person to talk to.
Well, I see. I got all types of people's numbers. And
sure you do.
Hmm?
Nothing to do with wrestling, but I'm sure you do.
Is that supposed to be funny?
Yes.
Are you calling me a homo?
I didn't say a thing. I just said, I'm sure you do.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway. Oh, man.
Take it the way it was said.
I got you. All right. It says, yeah, June 6th, Memphis, Tennessee, you will never be the same. Oh, boy. Yeah, I'll be busy on that day. I got to take a super bar show. But, I keep looking at it and I think to myself, man, maybe the wrestling business isn't for me, but it's like, it just, you know how you have a drug and you try to like ignore it and get off of it, but it just keeps pulling you in until you finally just start giving in and say, fine, I'll give it a shot.
Why don't you try to for a commentator job? Train to be a commentator, an announcer. Something like that. Or even a manager.
I could be a commentator or a manager now, but being an announcer, oh my gosh. The fear of messing up somebody's hometown and waiting or having to remember all of that scares me. Because I saw on TV when Ava Marie had to do announcing, I was like, yeah. Even before that, I was thinking to myself, yeah, being an announcer would probably be the scariest job ever, because you got to remember the wrestlers' hometowns, their weights, their names, all this shit.
Yep.
And you can't fuck it up, otherwise you're going to look stupid. And I would feel bad about pissing the people off. I wouldn't wait.
I'm sure you do that every day.
Piss people off?
Yep. I know.
Oh,
I
you already know. you already know. I piss people off just by waking up every day, okay?
Yep.
And I did hear something
I did take something to heart that Hulk Hogan said a long time ago to Big Show. He said, I heard Big Show repeat this on the DVD. He said, if you have any friends, it means you're not making any money.
Didn't you just say that earlier?
On Facebook?
No, on here.
No, not on here.
Maybe it was on Facebook.
I either heard it or read it somewhere today.
Yeah. It was probably on my Facebook. But yeah, he said if you have any friends, it means you're not making any money.
Yep.
And I believe that. I mean, I don't believe it just for wrestling, but I believe it in really anything that you do. I mean, because people tell me all the time, and I believe this, that you're gonna truly find out what real friends are when you start experiencing success.
That's right. Even though it's a backstabbing business, people cut your throat in a second to get us.
I heard. Yeah, I know. I mean, you would expect somebody like me to kind of. I mean, I'm not. Goddamn, I'm trying to sound. I'm really trying not to sound like a damn insider. That's how humble I am, dude. I'm trying not to say the wrong damn thing.
Well, you should try a little harder sometimes.
Really?
Really?
Oh, so you got jokes.
No, I'm serious. Not saying in a bad way, but if this is what you want to be into.
Yeah.
It's not the right way to do it. But you'll figure that out.
So basically, you're saying watch what you say.
100%.
All right.
And I'm sure other people have either told you. If they haven't told you, then they don't care. But I know a lot of people are thinking it. After 30 years, I've seen a lot and I've heard a lot. And I've met a lot of people, good and bad.
And what have you experienced?
What have I experienced?
What have you
seen? A big change right now from the beginning when I first started. When I first started, it was awesome. Great people, respect. Little by little over the years, the respect is gone. Everything's going downhill. It's not as much fun as it used to be. I have friends in the business, but I don't consider, I might have 10 people in 30 years that I still consider friends, real people. Other than that, there are very few. I have a lot of acquaintances, but very few real friends.
I remember hearing Jeff Jarrett say something about that, like that, when Owen Hart passed.
Yeah.
It's like in this business, you have something like what you said, something like a lot of acquaintances, but very few friends.
Yep. A lot of acquaintances, very few friends, and even fewer real friends.
Welcome to the real world, I guess.
Yeah. Real life. You see that on a lot, right, with hashtags?
Yeah. I mean, it seems like it's a typical workplace. Because I know there are people at my job that I work at right now that will cut your throat. Because my cousin was telling me about that earlier, because he's been at FedEx for 6 years, and he said he enjoys it, but he's like, you got to watch your back in there.
Of course. There's an opening. I don't care how good a friend you think you have. They'll take it from behind your back.
Thank you for the advice. That's just how it works. Sadly, that's how it works nowadays. That's how people are.
Yep.
I mean, I was saying to myself today, I don't think, you know, it's something that's exclusive to the wrestling business. It just happens to be, the wrestling business is just something that it happens to run rampant in.
No, it's any business.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Well, yeah, that's what I tried to say, excuse me. That's what I was trying to say. I mean, it could be McDonald's, it can be TV making business, it can be bathroom cleaning business. I always tell myself you're always going to have those people that you're always going to have those dirty people that are going to try to do you dirty.
Yep.
Yeah.
What was that?
You see, you and Randy already knows that one thing I can't stand or will never ever associate myself with is a fake person.
There are plenty of them out there.
I already know. I lost a best friend last year because she turned from real to fake.
Yep.
And it was all because she got in a relationship.
That happens a lot, too.
So it's like, you know what? Get out of my face. I don't care. I don't need you. I can do bad all by myself.
Yeah, better without them.
And her goddamn boyfriend is going to text me saying don't talk to her like that, talking shit to me and saying I have no reason to be contacting her and bullshit and all that crap. I'm like, okay. So you pretty much just made your decision right there when you let him grab your phone and text me and start talking to me.
Yeah.
But,
what she doesn't realize, you were around way before him and you'll be around way after him.
I said that was one of the things I said to her before all that even started happening. I said to her, I said to her, 6 or 7 years from now, all the friends that you have right now, you're going to lose 82% of them. And I also said to her, when that happens, when this guy stabs you, if this guy ever stabs you in the back, if and when he stabs you in the back, I'm going to be all you got.
Yep.
So now.
Doesn't matter if you're
not. No, it don't. Well, I know they're still together and they're living together. I hear everything. I hear every little thing. So I already know that they're still doing their little thing and living together and all that shit. And so that basically says that as long as he's there, I'm not going to be.
Yep.
So,
and when he's not, you shouldn't be again.
Why should I be? Why
you shouldn't
I come
be.
Back in her life just so she can put a knife in my back again?
Yep. You know it'll happen.
So it's like, okay, I'm sorry. You meet somebody else. Where'd you go? Yeah, I haven't talked to you for the last 2 weeks. Where you been? So it's like, that's why I take seeing how the wrestling business is, I take that as no different.
Nope.
I guess it would just be something I got. It's just like I got to handle it in real life. It's the same exact fucking thing. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, life in general, you're always going to have a lot of enemies, but very few friends, because that seems like the nature of people nowadays. It's easier to be a backstabber than it is to be a real friend.
Yep.
Yep.
And then you got somebody, I hate to my own horn, you got somebody like me who's actually real and up front, and it's like people want nothing to do with it.
Of course not.
I send people a text message that I know, and they never reply. It's like they just take you for granted.
But if they need something.
Yeah, when they contact you when they need something.
Of course.
It's just typical shit. And
that's
know,
when you don't reply.
Yeah. So it's like if and go back to her. I mean, people, if you are listening, this is all wrestling related business. We're just using we're just using life as a vehicle to talk about how the wrestling business is. If she actually, for some reason, contacts me and says, "Hey, can you blah 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 blah," silence. I mean,
yep.
Snake, I mean, brother, trust me, man. I mean, because I thought the world was a girl. You know what I mean? I mean, we were best of friends. And
she showed her true colors.
I want to tell you how fucked up it is. I got her into professional wrestling, right? Next thing you know,
yeah,
she's going to shows, and she's traveling up the road to see shows. And guess who started that? Moi. And then
she's still doing
comes,
it?
Yep. Yep, still is. And not only that, but it's with him. So basically, and wrestling, and she knew that wrestling was a giant part of my personality. So it's like when you bring him into something that he doesn't even understand. It's like when you do something, like it's like you there's a show happening and you bring, and not only you don't go by yourself, but you bring him to it. It's like basically spitting in my face. It's like he's showing up to, in my mind, he's showing up to a party uninvited. So it's like if I were to ever go to a show with her and she brought him, I'd be like, why the hell did you bring him? This is supposed to be best friend time, not best friend and boyfriend time. So, I don't know. I just take all that as a huge insult. And then not only that, and then there's my band Daughtry, who you know I love to death.
Yeah.
She goes, sees them in concert, and brings him. And those guys, and ooh. Dude, you had no idea how pissed off I was. Those guys are like my brothers. Their best friend, Mike Sanchez, is my best friend. And I communicate with Daughtry through him. And we're all talking on Twitter and shit. So, oh boy, dude. I would have ripped my hair out at that time, but I didn't have any hair to rip out. Because she was talking to me on the phone about it, and she's like, we were talking about how she had two tickets to the show. It was the very same show that I went to that started off in Buffalo. I got pictures of it on my album. And we're on the phone talking about it, and she's like, "Well, I have my two tickets. I found somebody," and at the time she was saying she didn't have anybody to go with, right? So
yeah.
around when it's getting close to showtime, I think it was on the day of showtime when I asked her, "Okay, well, who are you going to go with? You know, you got the two tickets, so who are you going to go with?" She's like, "Oh, I found somebody." I'm like, "Okay, well, who's fine?" "Yes." I'm like, "Guess." "What do you mean, guess?" "Yes."
Her boyfriend.
Well, he wasn't her boyfriend yet.
Oh.
Because before all this happened, he had kind of forced herself on her. Yeah.
Great.
And he didn't rape her or something, but he just got, I guess, quote, carried away or whatever. But I honestly don't give two shits because you don't force yourself on a woman.
No.
So I'm like, so she told me, you know, I'm like, okay, I don't get it. Who'd you get to go with you? Yes. What do you mean, yes? Yes. Amanda? No, not her. Excuse. Fuck. I'm just gonna. Walter? Walter? What? Walter? damn it, woman. She's like, "Chris, calm down, calm down."
Like, you want me to calm down? Of all people, him, and of all places, a Daughtry concert? That's like, that band is also a huge part of my personality. And when you're going to see them in person, that's basically like you're taking a walk through my brain and seeing the stuff that makes my personality tick. And it's like when you have him there, it's like he's going to be too stupid to understand and then probably talk shit about them while they're on stage, which if I was there, I'd probably tell him to shut the fuck up. Because Daughtry is a very real band. If it was not for them, I don't know how I would be right now. So now, as time progressed, we fast forward to now, and we don't talk no more.
Better off?
Yeah. And I really hate to say that I'm still kind of angry about it. You know what I mean? Because I don't forget. That's the thing about me. That's another thing about my personality. I don't forget. And but Daughtry, Rainey, she's heard. You've heard the song, haven't you? They
she
recorded
fell asleep.
A song called.
She fell asleep.
You're waiting. Wake the fuck up, woman. They recorded a song called Traitor.
I know. I heard that song.
And the song goes, the only thing worse than a hater, the only thing worse than a hater is a traitor. He put the knife right in my back, killed any history we had, now it's war. And I'm thinking, once again, you guys are writing my life story. Thank you. So, if she buys a Daughtry album, I hope she hears that song. And I hope it makes her head explode.
You never know.
Because it's almost like, because it's almost like they know me. I mean, it's literally almost like they know what I'm going through. And they're like, oh, man, well, so-and-so just had a bad, you know, falling out with blah, blah, blah. Let's write this song for them.
What kind of music is it?
They're rock. They're alternative rock.
How do you spell it? Daughtry?
Yeah.
Are you impressed that I figured that out?
How the fuck did you figure that out?
I don't know.
They're a good band. And yes, I said band this time. I didn't say the lead singer.
Thank
you didn't
God
say
you
what?
Band this time.
Instead of what?
Yeah.
Because she's always, as most people do, mistaking Daughtry as Chris Daughtry's solo project. When he's just a front man.
He's not.
He's not what?
He's a band.
Damn right he is.
He's not a band. They are a band.
Oh, yeah. They are a band.
Yes, and as of last year, there are 6 members now.
Oh.
I'll look them up on YouTube.
But anyway.
Daughtry,
yeah, they...
Daughtry.
Yeah.
Country? No, it's... Is it country? It's not country, is it?
No.
They've written a country song, but they're not a country band. They're a rock band.
A rock band, alternative rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so it's like, I don't know. Ever since then, man, it's just I have not forgotten about that, and I probably never will forget it because we were just like brother and sister, and she's. And I keep thinking to myself, how can somebody just throw all that shit down the drain?
Wouldn't that be incest?
Hmm?
Wouldn't that be incest?
Incest.
Incest. You said brother and sister.
I said we were like brother and sister.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that,
would that be interesting?
I think you stumped him.
I'm very stumped.
You don't know what incest is?
Is it referring to porn?
No.
Oh, my gosh, no.
When family members do it?
Ew.
Wow, he actually learned something.
Okay, that's disgusting.
But he is
anyway,
see,
move on.
So.
Yeah. So is she.
Everyone's just one big family there?
Yeah, sort of. I don't know. As far as the wrestling business in real life is concerned, I'll have my share of friends and enemies. So
don't we all?
And Triple H even said it in a promo years ago. In this business, you can either make friends or you can make money.
That's right.
And I'm always going to have those people that I know right now that are always going to be – I already know the people who are going to be real with me, so I don't think it really matters because I already have my share of friends. I already know the people that I met through – say what?
What?
Yo, you're playing around.
Who?
Okay, fine. I don't have any friends.
No, I'm just trying to finish my second coffee so I can enjoy my insomnia.
Really?
Yep.
Well, I need some like caffeine or something because I'm not going to go to sleep.
Go drink some coffee.
Go to sleep. The
like
clouds
coffee.
Will wake you up if they need something.
No.
Yes. Man. Overall. Yeah.
What?
Do I still think about this chick? Yes. Do I hate her? Absolutely. Do I want to see her? No.
No.
Does it make me sick every time I hear her name? Yes. Does it make me sick every time I see her face? Damn right it does. Does it make me even sicker every time I do. I blocked her on Facebook. Funny thing is, I blocked her before she could block me. So now it's up to me whether or not she can come back into my life. I blocked her
so
right
Facebook
before
is your
she
life?
Blocked me. Pretty much.
Facebook is life?
Oh, yeah, let me tell you.
She can come to your house, but she won't find me
she
on Facebook.
Know where I am. She doesn't know where I am. This is all the way back in Nebraska before I started moving around more. So, as far as I'm concerned, man, the only thing I can say is if I ever do become – I'm not saying I would be WWE status, but if I ever do become decently successful with wrestling, I'll just be sitting around enjoying everything while she's walking around with that little piece of shit that she betrayed me for.
Yep. So just think of it like that.
So it's like next time. So it's kind of funny because I think of it to myself like say we meet again years later, and she's like, oh my gosh, Chris, look at you. How are you? How you been? What do you do now?